he's a talent, and I believe he can go on. He's one of them who can go on. We've had to look after him physically this season because his career so far, he's suffered with injuries, but we've managed to get him regular training now. But we've still got to be mindful of, you know, the games played. Until he came to the football club, I think he only played 3 games in a row in his whole career. So it tells you we had a physical and conditioning problem we had to look after. I would say a problem, it's something we needed to address and make better. So I'm really pleased for him because he's got on top of that with the work he's done. Credit to the medical staff here as well. We're getting him out on the pitch. I would have liked to have brought him off sooner, if I'm being honest. But he was having such a good game and that strength and power. But like I said, yeah, he's got 12 goals. But in terms of his starts as well, it's a really good return. I reckon he's about 1.5 per game in terms of starts. Not that you can score 1.5 goals. But, you know, no, really pleased with him. But we've got about 4 or 5 players now into double figures. It shows we're sharing the goals. We lost Omar last season, the league's top goal scorer. What we've decided, you know, this year we've shared those goals around. And, you know, as it stands, we're the league's top goal scorers as well. And that's with losing your league's top goal scorer.
Let's talk a little bit about Tuesday, because it's a high-profile game, isn't it, against FC United of Manchester. They'll undoubtedly bring a few, and it'd be good to see some Solihull Moors fans as well getting behind you on Tuesday night.
They've got incredible support. You know, they're a supporters-owned football club. I think we all know the history behind it and how they got formed. But I've been to FC United. It's, you know, a superb ground. I've watched them play away, and their fans travel in numbers and their vocal. They will be non-stop from the first minute to the last. And that's what I'm trying to create here with our supporters. We're on a really good journey. Not many football clubs experience this journey we're on at the moment and having a season like we are. So it's a case of enjoying it and, you know, really creating an atmosphere from the first minute to the last. They certainly will, whether they're winning, losing or drawing. Those supporters on Tuesday will certainly make an atmosphere. So I'm looking for our supporters as well, not just to match them, but be better than the position we're in. You know, the pressure's all on us, and I find that kind of strange. I'm actually enjoying it, and I want the players to feel that as well, and the supporters and to enjoy it, because it's a great position to be in. I'd rather be where we are than chasing, because the pressure's on them, and as each week goes by, that's another week gone, another game gone, and the games are going to run out sooner or later, and then we'll get to a stage where it is you can start to do the Carol Vorderman on Countdown. Not that she's on it anymore, but you can start doing the maths. We're not into that period yet, but we're certainly on Countdown in terms of games, and now we're into single figures. And yeah, our success won't be governed by whether we win this league or not. I already feel we've achieved not only off on the pitch, but off the pitch. We've got a, you know, we talk about FC United. I was absolutely devastated the game was postponed on that Saturday because we've lost a lot of revenue into us, a football club. So, no, I'm just pleased. I'm really pleased in terms of where the club's going and the infrastructure we've got, the volunteers we've got working for us, the staff. Just, we're a football club now and the organisation is only getting bigger and better. And our drive, our dreams, you know, we believe in them. We're a small club, but we dream big. And we may just achieve those dreams. Who knows?